This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met foreign ministers attending the BRICS foreign ministers meeting in New Delhi. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, South African Foreign Minister Ronald Lamola, and Brazilian Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira, among others, today called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The meetings took place on the sidelines of the BRICS foreign ministers meeting, which is underway in New Delhi. Earlier in his opening remarks, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that peace and security remain central to the global order. He said many countries continue to face challenges on energy, food, fertilizer and health security, and BRICS can help them respond more effectively.
We meet at a time of considerable flux in international relations, ongoing conflicts, economic uncertainties, and challenges in trade and technology and climate are shaping the global landscape. There is a growing expectation, particularly from emerging markets and developing countries, that BRICS will play a constructive and stabilizing role. In this background, our discussions today are an opportunity to reflect on global and regional developments and to consider practical ways to strengthen our cooperation.
Dr. S. Jaishankar said, recent conflicts only underline the importance of dialogue and diplomacy.
Our discussions must advance sustainable development while upholding principles of equity and common but differentiated responsibilities. Technological advancements are reshaping the global landscape. It can be leveraged for good governance and inclusive growth. Peace and security remain central to the global order. Recent conflicts only underline the importance of dialogue and diplomacy. There is also a deeply shared interest in strengthening cooperation against terrorism.
The government has said that effective steps have been taken to ensure the availability of adequate crude oil, LPG and natural gas across the country. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that domestic LPG supply across the country remains smooth and no dry out has been reported at any distributorship. Ms. Sharma said that to minimize supply chain disruptions, commercial LPG restoration has reached nearly 70%. Secretary of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, said that two vessels carrying more than 90,000 metric tons of LPG with over 20 crew members crossed the Strait of Hormuz last night and are expected to arrive on the 16th of this month. Putting an end to the high drama and suspense that lasted for 10 days, Congress today announced the name of V.D. Satheesan as the new Chief Minister of Keralam. The announcement was made by Congress leaders Ajay Makan, Mukul Vasnik and Deepa Dasmunshi during a press conference in New Delhi. With the announcement, the Congress-led UDF will proceed to form the government in the state. The Election Commission today announced Special Intensive Revision SIR Phase 3, which will be conducted in phased manner in 16 states and 3 union territories. The states are Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Haryana, Jharkhand, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Odisha, Punjab, Sikkim, Tripura, Telangana and Uttarakhand. The UTs are NCT of Delhi, Chandigarh and Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. Jharkhand student Bhavya Ranjan has created history by securing 499 out of 500 marks in the CBSE Class 12 Arts examination and emerging as the All India topper. Bhavya, a resident of Pahari village in Kodarma district, has brought pride to the entire state with her achievement. She credited her success to her parents, teachers and disciplined study routine and expressed her desire to become an IAS officer and serve the nation. The crucial talks were held between U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing today. Iran war, global energy crisis, tariffs, trade tensions, Taiwan and artificial intelligence are likely to have dominated the agenda. The U.S. President arrived in Beijing last evening for the high-stakes summit with Chinese President. In badminton, India's PV Sindhu and top men's doubles pair of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the quarterfinals of Thailand Open with impressive victories today. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu will now face reigning world champion Akane Yamaguchi of Japan in the quarterfinal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.